Now, I've got some international students called Shalon, Vice and Lucy. Now, they're all international students working for the National Citizen Service Charity here in Cambridge. And they've got a pretty, pretty big event that's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow night, actually. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to see you. Lovely having three of you in the studio. It's great, all smiling away. I wonder if you'll be smiling at Saturday morning after it all finishes. I'm sure you will. But let's start with Vice. Can you tell us a little bit about the charity, the National Citizen Service Charity, first of all? Should we get an idea of what that does?
Lucy knows a bit more.
Oh, Lucy. Go on then, Lucy.
So basically we have like people come from places like Norway and China and things like that for like ages 15 to 17 that come over and do a program to help like raise money and awareness for like different charities.
But the National Citizen Service Charity, is that an umbrella then of charities for worldwide?
Yeah, so they have to make a project and like decide what charity they want to do for. So we've got like four different groups in the autumn program, and then they like make their own project and plan it and stuff.
And this is one particular project that you're raising awareness for,
SOS Children's Villages and Emmaus.
And that in, and where is all the funds and the money going to? What particular areas for the children?
So it's like the we were just donating it to their main charity and deciding where like needed it most. Mm-hmm. So like their charities for like abandoned and orphaned children that like just obviously need help and like a home and stuff like that, and then our awareness is for like Emmaus, which is a homeless charity
in Cambridge.
It is, yeah.
Excellent, thank you, Lucy. So Shalon, tell us, and Vice, tell us about the, or you're all doing this challenge tomorrow, aren't you, which is sleeping outside. So tell us a bit more about it. What's planned for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow around 5-6 we'll be going to Emmaus and use their ground. We will be sleeping homeless and start off with not many things, not many belongings, and throughout the night we will complete challenges to earn essentials. So we will be really having the feeling of how it's like to be homeless and sleep outside on a cold night.
And how many of you, how many international... Vice, you're in this as well, aren't you? You're doing it too.
I think in our group we're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 15 and almost all of us are international students.
Right. And are you all studying in the UK at the moment, in Cambridge in particular? Or
in Cambridge.
In Cambridge.
We're all at the same college.
Right. Excellent. So you're doing... There's 15 of you. You're sleeping in tents or are you sleeping outside?
We'll be sleeping outside.
Wow.
And if we do complete the challenge, we'll get like tents.
Excellent.
And if not, we'll just sleep in sleeping bags.
It's not exactly tents. It was like this thing that just covers for in case of rain.
Yes.
So
yes, like a rain cover. Yeah, some sort of plastic cover.
Yeah.
So 15 of you all together in Emmaus. And where is Emmaus again? Where exactly
it's
is that, Lucy?
In Land Beach, so just like off the A10.
Yes.
And it's just like a little. They've got like a little housing type thing, and then they've got like this big field and stuff like that. And we're going to be like in their backfield.
And who decided on this particular challenge? Who came up with this idea? You're all laughing because who to blame? Who to blame for this big challenge, which is a great one, by the way?
It's been done before.
Right.
So that's the inspiration of it.
Okay.
And the challenges that we're doing during the night is kind of our own little twist to it.
Excellent.
And, I think it was Andy's idea, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
And how are you raising awareness for this? What's the medium for this? Obviously, you're pretty young. You know exactly how social media works. What are you actually doing to this? Because we need to know here, don't we?
And we'll be streaming it on Facebook.
Yep. Ah, brilliant.
And we've been promoting it on Instagram and Facebook. And we also have a donation page.
That's what we want to know, isn't it? That's the most important part. So what's it called, the donation page?
It's a just giving page.
Is that called SOS Friday?
That's quite good.
Because it's like...
Quite catchy.
Yeah, so we need like kind of like you're staying out rough, so you kind of like need help. So it's like, and it's on a Friday, so...
Excellent. And you say it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah.
And till when?
About 10:30 Saturday morning.
Oh, That's a long one. That really is a long. And what sort of stuff are you allowed to bring with you? It's a bit like Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, isn't it? Yeah. And I love that. So come on, give us a bit of an idea. What can you bring and what can you not bring? This is the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got like, you're allowed to bring like all your essentials. So like a blanket and jumpers and jackets and stuff, but you're not actually allowed to use them until you've like completed the challenge. So we'll have them with us. So if we do complete it, they'll like obviously be allowed to use. But if not, they'll just have to stay inside.
Oh, I see. So you do different challenges all the way during the night. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And then when you finish and completed that challenge, you get an extra luxury.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. It's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I remember on Celebrity Get Me Out, they wanted tweezers. Has anybody asked for tweezers?
No.
What's your luxury item that you're taking with you, hoping you'll be able to use? What can you name?
Things like a blanket.
Yeah,
or absolutely. Some like fluffy socks would be so good.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? So that's what you've got to keep in your head as you do your challenge. You're going to get some nice luxuries along the way just to keep you warm. So what's the first luxury then? The first challenge?
So we've got someone else in our group that are still working on them. So tomorrow morning, we're going to like discuss as a group what our challenges are. But a lot of them are like, we've got to split into two teams and do like improvised stretches and things like that. A lot of like team building ones to get people like motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Team building. You've got 15 of you. Are you in three teams or one great big team?
We're actually two teams.
Okay.
So most of
seven and a half then.
Yeah. Most of the activities we need two teams to function.
Right.
So looking forward to it.
I bet you are, actually. And have you got sort of backup people sort of to be on the standby just in case you need extra help? Or is that just a non-starter? You're doing this on your own. This is a big challenge.
Well, some of the people from Emmaus have like volunteered themselves to help out through the night. So if we need anything like water and stuff, they're like said they'd happily like help us out, or if we needed anything through the night. But they were quite good in saying that they didn't want the money that we were trying to raise for this charity. They just wanted the awareness and they wanted to help us raise money for someone else, which we thought was quite a nice idea.
That's lovely, isn't it? Really, really nice. Well, I do wish you... Can we have that website again? We need to get that across, don't we? Because it's a big challenge and you want to raise as much money as you possibly can for this event. So, Lucy, what is the website that people need to get onto?
Our Just Giving page is, if you just go online to Just Giving, it's SOS Friday. And it's the same on Facebook, I think, yeah.
I wish you all the best tomorrow night. I think it's fantastic that you're doing it. It really is. And don't run away, because I would like to take a picture put on Cambridge 105 website for you and to move that. But I'm just going to have the travel news now, so don't go away. But thank you very much to Shalon and Vice and Lucy, international students working for a great cause to raise much awareness and money for the SOS Children's Villages. And they're doing a sleeping rough tomorrow at Emmaus at Land Beach tomorrow night. So do please give whatever you can.